Where's your ring coming? Anything you say, can you use against your court?
Okay.
He has the right to have an attorney for the question. Can a full one be appointed? You answer the question now without an attorney, you stop answering at any time until you talk to an attorney. You understand that?
I do.
Having those rights in mind, do you want your attorney?
Not right this second.
Okay. You want to talk to me?
Yes.
Knowing those rights and knowing that you have previously asked for an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to say?
This is just all crap. I did let him drink at my house. He came up with a Sailor Jerry. I was reaching in my bar to get a Crown Apple. So he went in there and drank the Sailor Jerry. The kitchen.
But he didn't bring the Sailor Jerry.
Yeah, he brought it from the bar. Yeah, he brought it from my bar. Pardon me?
It was at your house.
Yes.
So you could have told him no. You're not doing it.
I could.
You're not drinking mine.
I could.
Many other times you've been over here.
Never. And I've never photographed him. He's never been to the house. Him saying that he'd been there and photographed, I haven't taken the first photo of him. And he's never been to the house.
Taking photos of him tonight on the counter?
I don't think so, but again, I don't remember.
Did you find out?
Well, I don't remember.
So if you don't remember, that's not a, yes, it did happen. But it's not a no, it didn't happen.
No, I don't think it happened.
You don't think, or you know it didn't. I can tell you, I've had other people's kids in my house. None of them have been naked in my house. None of them that I take pictures of. None of them were tied to my bed. I can tell you definitively. 100%.
Marsha Dahl wants some pictures of him, so that was the plan. That's all over my Facebook, you can read it.
I'm beyond the whole modeling thing at this point, though, Andy. I'm beyond it. I've moved past the
model. That's the only reason to take pictures of him was to send them to her.
Okay, but did you take pictures of him?
I don't think so. I don't recall that I did.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
I didn't have a camera. So,
well, then how are you going to shoot pictures tomorrow?
I've got a camera.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, I just moved back from Tallahassee. The camera's in the garage. It's a camera with the little disc thing. I forgot. Digital camera.
Okay.
And it's in the garage. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
But I and number one.
I'm going to take your garage tomorrow.
I'm going to
find your camera to take pictures of.
On Sunday, because I can't tomorrow. I'm supposed to be away. So I moved it from Saturday to Sunday.
This just doesn't make sense, man. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you just you told me. I mean,
he's never been to my house. I've never photographed him. I've never done drugs.
Did you photograph him tonight?
I don't believe so. No.
I don't believe so. Did you take him tonight?
No.
No? Now all of a sudden you remember?
Well,
I didn't want to black out.
I would think I'd remember if I did.
But you didn't black out?
My
explanation for everything, you're not there, but you black out.
I don't remember the photograph either, so if I did a photograph or if I had sex with them, I'd black out. I don't believe I did either of those things.
How often do you black out here?
I don't drink much, so not often.
Did you drink enough tonight to black out?
Yes. Sherry, it doesn't matter that I dispute this to keep me from getting arrested.
Well, what matters is the things that can't be explained.
Hey, Chairman, I can't be arrested, but that will ruin me in business. Give me a chance. I mean, give me a chance to bring this as a crime.
How are you going to do that?
Well, first of all, if there's not going to be any drugs, the DNA will prove that. Yes, Andrew A. Jeremy, I'm telling you, this will ruin
you. I'm fully aware of that anyway. There's still haven't explained the 15-year-old neck in your house.
The only reason he was naked was his measurements.
You've got to tie into the bed, his measurements, because they had leaders marked around the ankle.
I don't remember tying into the bed, Jeremy.
Okay, but you can't tell me the
business. Okay.
So, you know, what am I supposed to believe? I've got him that said I was tied to the bed. I've got deputies and investigators that saw leaders and working around his ankle. I've got him literally sitting in the bed sideways.
But he also said in here before that he did do it.
I've got it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, no. We talked to,
Yeah, I can't believe you called her.
Yeah, we did. Said she hadn't made it for 13 years.
That's
true. You've never been to your house on Bellwood Beach, whatever. Bellwood Park Boulevard. So the time, man, couldn't be for her.
Yeah, I just moved in there a month ago. We have been in, and she hadn't been to that house. But she and I have tied each other up before. That's not true.
She's not to her.
Well, of course she's not going to admit that to you. She's a really neat, classy lady.
No way.
63. I just moved into that
house. House and she's never been to, they put the towels on the bed and the expectation that at some point she'd be there?
Yes.
Okay.
I just went there a month ago. 850. That Mary's family girl I did.
When someone asked you who your girlfriend was, that's who you identified. And you said, "Oh, this is my girlfriend. Who's that?"
Yes. And I'll provide you 50 pictures of us in the last year. Did you hear me?
I don't doubt that you've seen her in the last year. Don't doubt that at all. But I find it mighty coincidental that a house that she's never been to and got straps on the bed in the occasion that she might show up over there. You know, besides tying her up.
Because I gave other girls.
Well, she didn't provide other girls, man. You provided her name.
Yeah.
So,
as being my girlfriend.
Where were you going?
Jeremy, y'all have got me to give me a chance to fight this.
We've been trying to give you a chance all night, and everything you tell us is refused.
Jeremy, I don't poop him with drugs.
But who have you tied up with? Okay, take that out. Who have you tied up with in train?
Nobody. But I told you I can't. My garage is full, and when I find something, I put it in the bedroom. Okay, I'll tell you an even dumber. My dog, Boozer, got in my FSU bag and pulled them out. Jeremy, pulled them out, and that's when I put them on the bed. No, that's when I put them on the bed.
Aaron,
please give me your chance to review that.
Andy, I've given you a lot of chances to review it, and it's not working out for you.
All right.
I mean, let's just be honest with each other. Let's be straight with each other.
I am.
It's not, your reviewing is not working out for you. Sullivan specifically asked you your girlfriend's name. He gave him that lady's name. He called her on the phone, and she said, "I've never been to that house."
I've only been there a month. She's not
going to
tell you that.
And now, because the dogs dragged something out of a bag,
I
was just going to tie it to the bed?
I have a Seminole backpack that stays on the Chase Lounge right at the end of the bed.
I know we have, by the way, the ligature mark on the kid's ankle is consistent with the rope that's tied on your bed.
There's no rope. It's a rope belt. It's not a rope.
Mm-hmm. No, there's actually three different kinds. They took some pictures of it while they were there, if you remember.
I don't have a rope.
Okay. It's a smaller diameter than the other ones. How about that?
They're rope belts. But anyway.
My rope. But I see where you're coming from.
Belts for my rope. The dog pulled them out right there on the chase. I tied them around there to keep the dog from getting them out again. So right from the chase to there.
So we will get into the kid's DNA on you.
I don't know that.
We will get the kid's DNA on you, man.
I don't know that answer.
This is your chance to review it, Andy. All you can tell me about, I don't know.
I
know what we're going to do. We're going to get the kids' clothes out of your bedroom.
Okay.
Wearing shorts, shoes.
Okay.
You know, and again, you got a drunk, naked 16-year-old in your house.
And the army, he was naked for very little while we got the measurements.
And those measurements were where?
We were going to write them down when we shot the pictures. We went over them. I don't think I wrote them down that night. His chest was like 36 or 7. His waist is like 30. His outseam was like 40. His inseam was 30.
I had my outseam and inseam in there several times. I never had to take my pants off.
Okay.
by professional folks here around the shop. They're able to do it all the time.
I did that.
My fence wants to do it. Never had to see Vicky for a man to do it. So.
That's what I did.
The fence was all on the drum.
That's what I did.
I know, and that's where you made a really,
but I did not violate that.
You didn't? So we were going to black out, because we said for sure when we were going.
I would think I'd remember that, but I was blacked out. I don't remember anything about the bedroom with them or in relation.